Since 2008, Gonza has been a health scientist in informatics with the Environmental Health Tracking Network, where she is the co-chair of the metadata standards metadata subgroup that implemented the metadata standard for the environmental health tracking. She's collaborated in the design and development of a metadata creation tool and is now working on implementing vocabulary standards for environmental public health tracking. She is a graduate of the CDC Public Health Informatics Fellowship Program, and prior to the fellowship, she was a system support analyst with the Missouri Cancer Registry. She has a master's in health informatics from the University of Missouri. Please join me in welcoming Gonza to the podium.
Thanks, Janice. Okay, so today's presentation, what I'll be looking at is how the steps we have been using to implement standard vocabularies on the tracking network. So what I'll go through, Craig has given us a very good overview of the tracking network, so I'll just jump right into the functions of the network and look at the use of metadata on the tracking network and what we have done so far to implement standard vocabularies on the network and how we're using the Public Health Informatics Network Vocabulary Access and Distribution System, and then how a user would search for data on our tracking network. Okay, so the mission of the tracking network is to provide information from a nationwide network of integrated health and environmental data that drives actions to improve the health of communities. So we have our five main functions, which are to provide nationally consistent data and measures, to describe and discover the data, to exchange data on the network, to provide data management and analysis tools, and to inform and interact with the public. So this presentation in particular will look at the second function, which is to describe and discover data. So how we're doing this by using descriptive metadata. So descriptive metadata is information that describes the content, the quality, and the context of a data resource for the purpose of facilitating identification and discovery. So from what Craig has, the overview Craig gave us, it shows that we are receiving a lot of information. So one way that we can help users use it is to provide metadata, which explains why the information was put together, and then also allows someone to know that a particular data resource exists, therefore to facilitate its discovery. So descriptive metadata provides a standard way of describing data on the tracking network. So what work we have done so far regarding this is to develop a metadata profile of the Federal Geographic Data Committee Content Standard for Digital Geospatial Metadata. Craig also mentioned our metadata creation and management tool. So we developed this web-based tool based on this standard that allows users to create and submit metadata for their data sets to us. So this is just a screenshot of the metadata creation tool, and then this is an example of a report that can be created of a metadata record. So it looks at the description of the data, the origin of the data, what information is included in it, the years that it covers, the geography detail, and information about how the information resource is distributed or how someone can access that information. So that is how the metadata provides a description of the data that is sent to us. So another use of descriptive metadata is to facilitate the search and discovery of the data sets on the tracking network. So each metadata record includes keywords that describe the content of the data. So the searches that a user would perform on the tracking network will be matched against these keywords. So this is where we would like to use standard vocabularies. So how we would like to use standard vocabularies is to provide a consistent representation of these tracking dataset concepts that are captured in the keywords. So we want a consistent way of in which we represent and refer to the concepts of our data. And then we also want this information to be accurate. So our vision for using standard vocabularies is to enhance data searches and discovery on the network. So this is to sort of make the searches more efficient and help users to actually find the data that they are looking for. And then also, of course, using standard vocabularies will provide a semantic interoperability amongst the tracking network systems. So we are talking the same language, we have the same way that we're referencing our concepts. So that will provide some sort of semantic interoperability between our networks. So we talked about the tracking network having not only the national tracking network, but also the grantee networks that send data data to us. So we're trying to standardize this across all these networks. So to implement the use of the of standard vocabularies on the network, what we began with was to sort of create or develop use cases. How would a user or public health researcher or public user search for data on our tracking network? So we say that a user would search for it using a broad concept. For example, a person would just be looking for birth defects data. Or a user would use a more narrower concept of something that they specifically they're looking for example, trisomy 21. They could use a concept synonym, another way of referencing that concept, for example, Down syndrome. Or a user would search for data using a non-standard keyword. So this is maybe a commonly used word that is not held in a standard vocabulary. So based on these use cases, we put together a design. So this is what we envision that will help us implement the standard vocabulary. So we have the broad concept, and each concept would have the concept name, would have a code system, and of course a code from that system. And that broad concept would have synonyms, other ways that other users or systems use to describe that concept. And then each broad concept can be broken down further or refined into narrower concepts. And then, of course, those narrower concepts would also have synonyms. And then since we know that users use other terms, other non-standard words to describe these concepts, we would also have a set of keywords for each of the concepts. So this is our overall design based on our use cases. So this is what we have done so far to implement this. We worked with our content workgroup teams. Craig has mentioned the teams that we have, birth defects, cancer, water team, air, and so on. So we worked with each and every one of these teams to identify the data concepts and then also identify code systems that would be used to describe these concepts and also the keywords. And then we worked with the FinVAD's vocabulary staff, and what we did with them was to identify synonyms for each tracking concept. So within UMLS, each concept has a unique identifier. So we identified these unique concepts and then identified the synonyms for each concept. And then we worked with them to identify the CHI vocabulary standards for tracking concepts so that we make sure that we are in line with other federal standards. And then we also worked with them to link the concepts, synonyms, and keywords together. So using an example from our data, this is the information we came up with. A broad concept, for example, would be spina bifida for birth defects data. And this information would be best described using the British Paediatric Association code system. And maybe an example of a narrower term would be spina bifida with hydrocephalus. And then within UMLS, we came up with a list of synonyms, other ways or other systems that people would use to describe spina bifida. And then we also came up with a list of concepts or keywords when someone is just generally looking maybe for birth defects, health effects, or health outcomes. So this is an example of using birth defects data. So to implement, so what we did was we came up with this design, and our next step was to now access these vocabularies from FinVADs. So what we did first was come up with some requirements. How would we utilize the vocabularies that are held inside the FinVADs? So what we began with was to list our requirements, to provide some sort of web service, access to search and validate against code systems and concepts in VADs. So our initial request was to have real-time data returned to us from FinVADs. And then we wanted also code system descriptions as well as the concepts and codes returned to us, and also a notification to the user when a match that they're looking for is not available. And then we also wanted the ability to add specific environmental systems in FinVADs. Right now in FinVADs, they only had health systems. They had SNOMED, ICD-9, and so on. But remember, in the tracking network, we also have environmental data. So we wanted appropriate systems that would be used to describe this information. So we wanted to be able to add that information in FinVADs. And then, of course, the usual, we wanted notification from FinVADs on content updates and release notes, and 24/7 availability, and if there's any downtime, some sort of notification on that. So those were some of the high-level descriptions that we wanted from our web service. So our plan was to sort of create an interface from our metadata creation tool to FinVADs to allow our metadata creators access to this vocabulary so that they can describe the key words of or the concepts of their data using these standard vocabularies. So on moving on to the implementation, what we began with was to create a tracking view of VADs within of FinVADs. So what we did was, from the work that we did with the content work groups, we listed these vocabulary systems that we needed, and then we asked FinVADs to create a view for us with that list. And then we also worked with EPA to come up with three systems for water quality, ecotoxicology, and other systems that would be used to describe our environmental data, and then we added them into the FinVADs system. So then, using the web services, we invoked the FinVADs web service and accessed these systems in our tracking view. And initially, we thought to have real-time access, but we decided to host a similar set of tables from them on our own end. So what we did was we pre-populated our MCT, that is our metadata creation tool, Thesaurus table, with the themes from FinVADs, and then developed an interface that would allow users to search for concepts against these code systems that they chose. So I'll just give you an example of that. So this is our metadata creation tool. We're on the keywords page. The themes would be the code systems. So what we did is we populated the list of code systems from the FinVADs view, our tracking view. And then, based on your selection, a user can then type in a concept, and then FinVADs would then select concepts based on the keyword that you're searching, or suggest them. Then notice that we also bring not only the concept name but also the code, so that when a user is selecting a concept, they make sure that they're selecting the correct one, the one that they actually would like. So this is how a user would come in the, when they're creating the metadata for their record, when it comes to the keyword section, we would provide this interface where they would select particular code systems, and then from those code systems, select concepts to describe their data. So I'd like to mention that at this point also, users can select several systems to describe their data. They're not limited to one. They could use ICD-9 and then select another system, for example, SNOMED or an EPA system to describe their data. And then also we mentioned that there are some keywords that are not available in code systems that users use to describe or to search for data. So they also have an option to select none, which would then be free text that they would enter in information that they would describe their data. Yes?
When
Yes, that's a good question. So to make it clear, when we're talking about the metadata creation tool, we're talking about the data providers. So this would be the grantee users of the metadata creation tool.
So they're the suppliers of the data?
Yes, they are the suppliers of the data. So they're describing their own data that they're giving us. Yes. Yes, that is correct, and I'll come to that in a little while. Yeah. Okay, so this is where we are. So all this implementation using the standard vocabularies and describing this this data is to actually help the public user to search for and find the data that they're looking for. So this is our tracking portal page. And when someone is searching for data, this is the sort of the path they would use. So come to the home page, click on indicators and data, and this would open a page where they would be able to type in the information they want to search for data. So our vision is users would search for data through the metadata. So they'll search for a data source. We would provide the metadata that describes that data source, and if it looks like it's something that they would like to use, and then they would be able to download that data or view that information. So, for example, typing in the keyword spina bifida and clicking on search, it will provide all the metadata records that have that term within its keywords. But we also see that we have other synonyms that are used. For example, this is a synonym for spina bifida. So if a user would type that in, it would also bring for them the information that has the spina bifida inside the keywords. That is because we've used the standard vocabularies and related the synonyms and the keywords. So all this is to enhance the user experience, searching for and finding the data that they would like to use. So I'd just like to mention that when the search comes back, we have some sort of abstract of the metadata. We have the title, an overview of what the data is all about, and a time period. And the user can click on View Full Metadata Record to look at the whole description of the data set. And if it's a data set that they want, they can click on, right now it reads View Maps and Tables, but it's where they would be able to actually download the data that they would like to use. Okay, so this is very much a work in progress. So our next steps are just to continue to identify concepts and code systems for all the tracking data. And we're going to continue working on refining our search strategy. And then earlier we had talked about pre-linked data. There was a question in the audience. So right now we just have the concepts for environmental data or for the health effects data or the exposure data. But in the future, we're looking at linking this information together. So in that case, we're going to develop additional use cases and vocabulary associations to support that. And then looking beyond using this standard vocabulary for searching, we're looking at how this work we have done can sort of contribute to standard environmental health vocabulary and working with those groups out there. So we've just looked at the tracking network. We looked at the particular function of discovering and describing data through the metadata. And we've looked at how the tracking network has implemented standard vocabulary and used the FinVAD's vocabulary service, and how we envision this would help a user to search for data on the tracking portal. Okay. So before I end, I'd like to mention that we do have a demo on the tracking network, which will be 10 o'clock, and Shannon, who's in the audience, is our colleague, will be giving that demo.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ganta. Thank you. Okay, we have plenty of time since we only have two speakers on the panel this morning. So we can open the floor up for further questions, discussion, thoughts. Yes, please.
Okay, so that's a very good question, and we do also experience the same challenges in helping users understand the importance of metadata and actually create metadata for their standards. So we have users all over the U.S. We have about 23 grantees, and they have to provide data for us. And one of the requirements to provide the data is actually to create the metadata. So before you even present your information on our tracking network, you have to create a metadata record for it. So that is one of our standards. And then also what we have done is to provide a lot of training for these users. We have webinars almost every year. We have a lot of training materials for them. And we provide them, you know, step-by-step guidance on how to create the metadata. So we also, I previewed a little bit the screen that we showed about our metadata creation tool, which is a very easy and user-friendly tool that the users can use to very easily create the metadata. So we provided them a lot of aid to create the metadata for us. Did you want to add something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So does that answer?
We also have a number of, national providers of data, so programs within CDC, EPA, USGS, I can't remember some of the others, but those national providers don't actually receive money from us, so we can't require anything of them. So Getting them provide metadata is a little bit more difficult, I would say, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the same difficulty.
So what we've done is sort of create, we've created like a Word document that explains how to create the metadata. So even with our national partners, we would first create maybe an example of the metadata and give it to them and tell them, does it accurately explain your data? And then it helps them, you know, fill in the blanks where it is. So we have a lot of training tools and a lot of resources out there. Yes, so the process that we have, when you submit your metadata to us, it first goes through an approval process. So somebody looks through it, and if it does not have all the information that it has, you actually fail the metadata. And so it's in their best interest to have a very good metadata record that will allow them to submit their data. So we do have a process where we first look at the metadata and make sure that it meets our needs. If not, then it may delay their or prevent them from submitting data to us. Yeah, we see that could be a link, and we've actually discussed it. But like Craig mentioned, that's not something we're working on right now. But we do see that that is something that would happen. Yeah.
I think the big thing is the CMS right now is mainly driving those query and results panels. That was the first phase. Other concepts like relating in the metadata we realize is something that's an opportunity for us to start pulling information out of our metadata records and build it into the CMS. It hasn't been completely thought out on how we're going to accomplish it and how good the metadata is, if it can be used in that way. But yeah, I think we're going to try and make as much of a link between the metadata and the CMS as we can. Was that your question, or?
Yeah,
okay. Oh, between measures. So you have an environmental measure and a health effect measure relating them within the CMS? Yeah, definitely. But that borders on dangerous ground, the relationships that you make. So, that's for our science team to decide which ones get linked up. So, yeah, walking on sidewalks suddenly gives you cancer, that kind of thing. Environment and health effects, you got to be careful what kind of relationships and concepts you put in the database. Did you have a question?
Yeah. Dennis McDowell, Communications Group. It's an information and knowledge management company here in Atlanta. And this whole question of vocabulary and things like that and metadata to describe things in public health has been a challenge. There have been a number of isolated efforts at pulling taxonomies together or vocabulary. Is your effort, and I'm sorry, Craig, I didn't hear your presentation, part of a bigger effort to put a public health, the forest of terms together that everybody agrees on and understands so that we can have a similar capability, which would be the real vision of this for public health?
Okay, so right now, no, it's not, but there's definitely, we want to look beyond that. So we are still very early in our implementation, but definitely that's something we want to do, especially when it comes to linking together the environment data and the health data together. I think it will be important to have a more bigger discussion or a bigger group or standards that are more national or even international. So yes, it's something that we plan to do.
Well, I think by using FinVADs to drive our system, I mean, we're trying to subscribe to CDC's standard vocabulary system. So when we contribute to that, we're hoping that other people will see our, you know, subcategories or ontologies within that system and either agree or disagree or ask to modify or participate in ours. But I mean, so we're trying to use that as the standard and one place to go, one-stop shop.
Sorry, I failed to mention also with FinVag and also with EPA, I guess we are beginning to include other government agencies also to be a part of this. So by bringing the EPA systems within FinVag, we are definitely making it more comprehensive and more national, I guess. Yeah, they do have several systems. They have a list of very many systems, but we only chose three of them initially to describe the data that we have, just the water quality and the air. But so far, they seem to be working very well. Because most of the data we're getting anyway, most of the environment data we're getting comes out of EPA funding of the states with their water systems. Yes, yeah. Yes, they are.
I didn't hear the first few minutes of the Zoom. When you're talking about data that you're looking for, are you talking about data in number crunch? Or are you talking about content or users? Are you talking about health informational content or data to go to?
We ultimately, for the public portal, we want to create a number of indicators and measures that the public can consume. So actual numeric values for their county, their zip code, their state, with benchmarks so they can see, like, here's the national average, you know, so spina bifida, birth defects within your county is above or below, all that stuff. It's for actual numbers, I believe. Content, our science team for the landing pages, they create quite a bit of content for the users to consume, like what is spina bifida, how does it affect the U.S. health and everything else. Okay, so in effect, if you see numbers on our portal that indicate a problem,
yes.
Here's how the solution...
Here's a link back to some strategies that have been seen to be effective to deal with a problem.
Okay.
Community information management. Right, exactly.
Yeah, that sounds like something our communication team would be interested in. So, okay. Thank you. Environmental information. We have a node on it. I believe we pull data off of there. At one point, we had a number of projects to see about integrating FinMS directly with EPA's exchange network. I'm not sure where all that's progressed or anything. FinMS has gone through a number of changes of owners and funding, I believe. So, but yeah, that's more of a data transport system in our minds, and we simply use what CDC provides, and we are hoping that they would get more integrated between the two of them. I don't think that's happened yet.
Do you see a possibility of loading them into the CMS or create some dynamic?
With the exchange network itself, I think the nature of our data and the processing that we have to do with it, we'll simply be users of it. We'll pull data off I don't know if we'll be having direct links to where a public user on our public portal could dynamically pull data out of the exchange network, if that's where you're going. We need to do a lot more processing on our data and actually have it in our database. So dynamically linking probably wouldn't be very useful for us.
Thank you very much to our presenters.